Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Live from the Bunker. My name's Turner Sparks. With me, Sir Michael Ira Kaplan. I'm in my bunker. Kaplan's in his bunker. You are in your bunkers, America. And Kaplan, we want to welcome all the Lost in America listeners. What we're doing today is we're giving you on Lost in America, the wide audience, a free look into what we do every week, a couple times a week, on our Patreon show, Live from the Bunker. So this is a simulcast. We're doing Live from the Bunker and Lost in America at the same time,
Kat. Simulcast. Two for the price of one. And I gotta be careful to remember that so I don't say anything. Because on the bunker show, sometimes I name names. You know, that you gotta pay money for me to really dox people, for me to really spill the gossip on some people. Yeah. So on this show, I'm gonna try to remember that and not go quite as far.
But. So if you listen to this, if you're from the Lost in America audience, you listen to this and you go, wow, those guys are really going for it today. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be about 50%, 60% of how hard we go on the bunker.
I don't want to lose my real estate license or get thrown out of the neighborhood. So,
certain members of my family divorce me. Could not my wife. I mean, no, like, you know, you can divorce siblings, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But welcome.
That type of thing. Kaplan, but let's start here.
Yeah.
The Jews are the least hated people in America.
Look at that. It's exciting news.
How about that?
Yeah. We're the least hated. I don't think we're the least hated of the religions, apparently. There was a poll of different religious groups that was released.
Yes.
And it was the funny thing about this poll, it was asking each religious group. And now I should say disclaimer is they did not poll Muslims. So we don't know exactly if they agree with this least hating of the Jewish people, but they polled different types of Christianity and they polled the Jews on what they think of each other. And everybody likes the Jews. And in true form, the Jews didn't really like anybody.
No, Kaplan, they did poll the Muslims.
Oh, did they? I missed that.
They did. Everyone. Oh, sorry. I stepped on your line. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say everybody likes everyone likes the Jews, but the Jews don't like anybody. That's the truth.
In America, everyone loves Jewish people. I grew up, you know, there wasn't many Jewish people around. Shout out to the Gobies. Besides them, there wasn't really, they were the only Jewish people. In Sacramento, California. And there's a few others, but those are the ones that we knew when I was a child, my parents from the Gobies. And I think the idea that I grew up with of Jewish people was it was a level of I didn't know much about Jewish people. And also, I wasn't told much about Jewish people one way or the other. They're great. They're bad. They're this, they're that. It was just they were the Gobies. I don't know. I just knew the Gobies. It was the same way I would have thought. What's a religion that Hindu, maybe similar. What are your thoughts on Hindu? Like, I don't
right.
know.
It, well, so they didn't poll Hindus, but you're right. I want to stand corrected. They did poll Muslims, and I want to say they don't like the Jews. They have a -8 net favorable rating on us, if I'm reading this right. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I can't read. Okay. No. They polled the Jews. The Jews have a -8 favorable rating on the Muslims. They didn't poll the Muslims about Jews.
Yes.
Are we reading this
so right? So what yeah. they did Sorry. In this article, let's set it yeah. up correctly. And this, yeah, what they did is they asked each religious group what you thought of the other religious group.
Yes.
Right?
That's a bit. Yes, exactly.
So they said, Protestants, what do you think of Catholics? And the Protestants said, we love them. +21%. Right?
Right.
That means 21%.
It's,
I don't know
it's like,
exactly
essentially, if you say, do you have a positive, a favorable view, like a politician, or a negative view? And it's like the plus. Yeah. So if like,
yeah. So the Protestants' review of Catholics was +21%. Yeah, exactly. They said, Protestants, what do you think of Mormons? Mm. We don't like them very much. -8%.
This is going to be a theme, by the way.
Protestants, what do you think of Jews? We love them. +35%. Yeah. That's the highest one. Protestants, what do you think of Muslims? Mm. We don't really like them. -13.
The best is next. What do they think of atheists?
And then Protestants, what do you think of atheists? We don't like them at all. -29%. And you know what? I think all that pretty much. That hits from what I grew up as a Protestant, and yeah, that
those
all
goddamn atheists.
Hits.
You're always your parents are always screaming
well,
about
the
them.
The atheists are so smug, you know.
Yeah,
they believe they're better than everybody.
They believe they're smarter. And that's the worst. That's the worst part about it.
They think they're smarter than everyone.
Nobody else
they
ever thought maybe there's not a God. Nobody else.
By the way, they think they're smarter because they read one less book than everyone else on planet Earth. To me, I always grew up the person who reads the most books usually is the smartest. But they've said we're so smart we didn't even read the Bible.
Yeah,
this is how smart they are. So anyway, then they went to Catholics. Catholics, what do you think of evangelical Christians? They're pretty good. +4%.
Yeah, pretty neutral.
What do you think of mainline Protestants?
Is that you, mainline? You're a mainliner?
That's me. All right. Yeah, mainline would be your Mormons, your Presbyterians, your Mormons. Baptists, not Southern Baptists, just regular Baptists, and I don't know, a couple others. Okay. Anyway, Catholics like mainline Protestants. They like us. We like them. They like us. How about that? Catholics like +2% on Mormons, +29% on Jewish people.
Look at that.
-1% on Muslims and -11% on
so
atheists.
The Catholics, surprisingly to me, are not as against the atheists as the Protestants are. I would have guessed the other way, but see, this is what I don't know anything.
Not as against. Yeah, you're right. They still don't like
them.
Don't
like them, but it's not by the same margin.
Not by the same margin. All right, now they ask the Jews. Yeah. What do you think of everybody? What do you think? What do the Jews think of evangelical Christians? Absolute hate.
-40.
-40.
That's a good one.
What do Jews think of mainline Protestants? Ooh, you like us. +15.
Look at that.
Yeah. What do you think of Catholics? You like them, but not as much. +4. Yeah. What do Jews think of Mormons? -13. Now, can I ask you, Kaplan, because I've found that most people, when I travel around the United States, are pretty ignorant of Mormons. Yes. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. No. Ignorant doesn't mean racist in this sense. Ignorant never meant racist, but somehow it became the term for racist for a while.
Yeah.
Ignorant just genuinely doesn't know much about them.
Yeah.
Outside of what they saw in the play, The Book of Mormon. but they don't know a lot. What as a spokesman for the Jewish people, how much do you interact with Mormons on a daily basis?
I mean, well, I had neighbors who were Mormons actually as a kid. But then they did the classic Mormon thing when they had like two boys. I played with one of them, and then they kept having kids, and then they moved to Utah. So that was that.
Ah, when you said classic Mormon thing, I thought what that is that I grew up with. Is you get your best-looking daughter to try to go date one of the Kaplan boys and then convert them to Mormonism.
Yeah, I was only 8, so it didn't take.
Oh, it didn't take. But they moved to Utah. Yeah, like Mitt Romney. Like
She should have got me tickets to
Danny
like
Ainge.
Eagles game, and then maybe I would have fallen for it. But
there you go.
So the Jews, okay. I don't think, and now I could be wrong. First of all, you know, there's Jews like me and there's religious Jews, and I don't know. You know, religious Jews probably know nothing about Mormonism because they and the religious Jews really think of Mormons the same way they think of you or Catholics or anybody. You know, it's like you're all the same. Sound like they don't care.
Gross.
They don't care which way you just believe in. If you believe in, you know, false if Messiah to them, then they don't. So they're
it's another person who's going to hell.
Yeah, well, they don't believe in hell, really. But yeah, they're not. You're the others. So. But the secular Jews, I think, so I'm going to go through this one by one to explain a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, you mean each group?
I think I could do that because I mean, you got the evangelical Christians, you know, that was
you guys hate
that's them. A minus 40. And I just think that comes from, because it's the classic like, cool guying move. The evangelical Christians, a lot of them pretend to love the Jews. Like they are really into the Jews because of Israel, you know? They're always talking about
it. Yeah, and I think they've found, yeah, because of Israel, and it's like that's become a political ally almost.
Yeah, so there are some people who are even like further pro-Israel than me, those types who like are like they'll just take any allies they can get. So they will be buddy buddies with the evangelical Christians. But most Jews, it skeeves them out because it's most Jews, it's like we get like it's a little like you want. Because, like, you know, I think the evangelical, and correct me if I'm wrong if you know this, but they believe, like, you know, isn't there, like, a whole, like, reckoning? What's the whole thing? When, like, Jesus comes back or...
The rapture.
The rapture, that's it, the rapture. And that's got to take place in Israel. And, like, essentially, they want us there because they want the rapture to come. They don't really care about us, like...
You know? So as long as Jews still occupy Israel,
then the rapture can happen.
God can come back.
Yeah, so it's really like it's like a false little...
Okay, so you're a means to an end.
We're a means to an end. And like, we're like, you know, like, you know, I...
It's as if... I think I got it. It's, you know, in sports, in basketball, if you're a bad team, you want to hire a coach who can get you to the playoffs. But by the time you get to the playoffs, well, now you want him out because you need a coach who can win a championship.
Exactly. And then the ones that...
You're the coach who can get them to the playoffs.
Exactly. And then we feel like the Jews that are here, they kind of secretly think we're all going to hell, or not so secretly, and want to convert us. So we don't like them. That's like a...
The Jews? Or you mean the
evangelicals? Like I remember my dad, okay. He's a podiatrist, and he had like I hope I'm not violating HIPAA here, but he had some old lady, sweet old lady, and he put her under the knife once. You know, when you get anesthesia, you start blabbering. You know, it's like truth serum. And she just... last thing she said before her Jewish doctor operated on her was... I just hope I live long enough to convert all the Jews before they go to hell or something like that. So I was like, oh,
sweet old lady.
Sweet old lady. But anyway, now if you go, the Protestants, yeah, those are, you know, that's just to us like regular Christians and Catholics. And then, so the Mormons, I think the Jews just, you know, it's only a minus 13. It's not that bad, but I think Jews generally don't just think they're kind of weird. I think that's the general vibe, right? Like, it's like, oh, they seem to have different values than us. They seem to, have like secular Jews. They like to have lots of children. They're very blonde. That's always a little scary.
Yes, they are very
wholesome.
Blonde.
They drink a lot of milk. We're not big milk drinkers. We're very very intolerant of lactose.
They drink a lot of milk.
They seem to really like their families in a weird way. You know, they figured out.
They love them.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't, and then of course Jews, we love Broadway. So we've all seen Book of Mormon. So maybe that's lowering the, you know, that's negative stereotypes.
I would imagine, yeah. So they're very nice people, Mormons.
I mean, when I've been, you know, to the one time I went to Utah for Sundance, I thought it was the great. I was like,
reason to go.
I was like, this is the funniest juxtaposition ever. It's all these Hollywood douchebags here, and
yes,
and then you got the Mormons who are they're the sweetest wait staff ever. They're all. And it's so weird. It's all these parties going on. And anyway, and then, you know, like
well, then let's move on. Yeah. Then you guys have a negative 8% view of Muslims.
Right. Which is, you know, actually not so bad.
It's only negative
That's
eight.
Not so bad, all things considered. I mean, that they did not pull the Muslims' view of the Jews, is what I was saying earlier. Like that. So I don't think it would.
Yeah. Let me explain this to our audience because they're not looking at the chart we're looking at, Kaplan. So they asked every religion, what do you think of these other religions? And they included what do you think of evangelical Christians, mainline Protestants, Catholics, Mormons, Jews, Muslims, atheists? And then they asked all of those religions, what do you think of the other ones? The only one they conveniently left out was they didn't ask the Muslims what they think of everyone else, but they asked everyone else.
I mean, I would be curious, like, I'm sure I could look this up somewhere else, but like America, you know, like public opinion wise, Muslim polls in like the Muslim street are obviously not very pro-Jewish, but like, I don't know, in America, it could be a little different, hopefully. But they did ask...
let me just say, this is coming to us from pewresearch.org, P-E-W-research.org. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and then they... The other things that stand out to me is, since we were just talking about the Mormons, is you want to go through the numbers and what the Mormons think of?
No, we're not done yet. Let me keep going here. So then, to stick with the Jews, the last question is, what do you think of atheists? Oh. And you all said plus 19. You're big fans of atheists.
Wait, see, that's why I think this poll, I'm glad you brought me back to that, because I forgot that was my other point. I think this poll definitely skews towards the non-religious Jews, because I think the religious Jews would not have such a disconnect between the evangelical Christians, because again, some of them are buddy buddies with them, and because they both believe, you know, different interpretations of God, but they respect the religiosity, and they would not have this view of atheists, because
they wouldn't be so excited about atheists.
No, they wouldn't be so excited about atheists.
This feels to me like it's polling the Weber Jews.
Weber
loves atheists. I would imagine
would probably have a higher view of atheists than actual Jews, because they don't poll. They should poll. That's what they're missing here. Every religion, they don't poll them on themselves. I would love to poll the Jews on the Jews.
Well, there are Jews who are atheists, are there not?
Yes, exactly. So I think they might have. Yeah. So,
okay. So then it went that way. Now let's get to big things that stand out here.
I think the Mormon polling is the big thing to me.
Well, let's go here. They asked the atheists.
Yeah.
What do you think of all these religions?
Yes. Oh, right.
Okay. And by far, they are the most disgusted by almost absolutely everyone. They're the most judgmental. This is not a shock to me at all that atheists are on the highest of high horses, even compared to religious people. So they always say, well, I don't like religious people because religious people look down on everyone. Well, not as much as you look down on everyone. So what do atheists think of evangelical Christians? -76%. They absolutely detest evangelical Christians. What do atheists think of mainline Protestants? -24%. They hate us. -24%. What do they think of Catholics? -49%. These numbers jump off the page. What do atheists think of Mormons? Oh, it gets even worse. -55%. Mormons, for all the joking around, really don't do bad things in society. I don't know what... I mean, there's like the 0.00001% who are off in a cave in Utah with multiple wives.
Right.
Besides them, the other 99.99999% are just good contributors to society, but atheists hate them. What do they think of Muslims? -17. Now that, it's the least hate.
Right. Well, I think this is, again, very like almost political. Like the atheist is probably a more leftist person, right, in general. Not always, but yeah. So I don't know. Very interesting.
So then for the main part, they dislike the Muslims at least. And then what do atheists think of Jews? +13%. Yeah, they love Jews.
Yeah. I mean, this would have been news to some of the great atheists, you know, of the old Soviet Union, but it's good to know. We've won them over.
They love Jews.
They love the Jews.
What do Protestants think of Jews? They love Jews. Yep. +35%. Yep. What do Catholics think of Jews? They love Jews. +29%.
Yeah.
What do Mormons think of Jews? They love them the most. +58%.
Yeah. See, that's where I feel bad now. We gave the Mormons a -13. They gave us a +58. It's just a real.
What do agnostics think of Jews? They love them. +24%.
Yeah.
What do religious unaffiliateds think of? Think of it. They hate everyone except Jews. +16%. Kaplan, everyone loves Jews.
Yeah, everybody. Well, everybody who is.
This is horrible news for every Jewish comedian on planet Earth.
That's where you want to go with this. Yes.
Jewish comedians base their whole act on how much the world hates Jews. You've been telling me for as long as I've known you that everyone hates you. I didn't think it checked out because I've never met anyone who hates Jews, but I says, what do I know? You know, he must know more than me. It turns out, no, he doesn't. This is just a narrative. I don't know anyone. I don't think there's a group on planet Earth who wants to be hated more than Jews. And to your chagrin, no one hates you.
So I'm looking at the notes here, and it says that not an insignificant. They didn't have enough sample size of the Muslim people they interviewed, so that's why we don't see them. I'm going to say if they interviewed the Muslims or the Black Israelites or the...
But this goes back to, this is you again trying to find, no, there is someone who hates us.
I don't need to recite the history of thousands of years of anti-Semitism to know that.
But you're talking history.
It just magically overnight just snap and just disappear.
What else, what other information do you want? This is modern day America.
Well, this
America,
is a view
right?
of people who are religions, and that's good. And
No, it's atheists as well, agnostics.
That's a religion, but yes. Well, I think a lot of the atheists are Jews. You know what I find funny is that agnostics only have a plus 45 of atheists, which means there are some agnostics who hate the atheists.
And well, atheists are annoying. Yeah.
See, even to agnostics, that's what's great about it. They're not.
Yeah.
But this is promising. I think what this tells me is this. You're right. Most people don't have a negative view of Jews. The bigger problem is the people who do really have a big problem, clearly, because
this is bizarre to me that you won't just take the win.
Well, no, because it's not a... I mean, actions are more important than polls. I mean, the Jews still have the most hate crimes against them and the most... There's lots of problems, so it's not like...
But if somebody said to me, if somebody showed me this poll and every one of the mainline Protestants was positive, I would be like, hey, look, everyone loves us. I'd be happy. But they're not. There's atheist haters.
Because who wants to be happy? That's for the Mormons. Again, back to that. they want
the Jews pull way higher across the board than the mainline Protestants.
Yeah, we're nervous about that. Something's off. Not happy. You're right. It's bad for comedy. First off, we don't like that. It's not good for
it gets rid of 90% of. A lot of comedians.
I mean,
the
look,
good
people. I mean, I honestly, this is a whole different topic, but yeah, I do think that the Jewish comedian needs to evolve because so much of Jewish comedy came from a different era of like, you know, they weren't allowed in the country clubs, they were quotas on the colleges. Now there's still, now we're not even smart enough to get in, you know, that's a whole other problem. We're still not doing, we're way below. There was a just thing about how much less we're at like Ivy League schools than we used to be. They don't need quotas to keep us out anymore. But yeah, they have to evolve. It's not the same. Most Jews who don't have a culture, like if you're not religious, the cultural identity, but you can't just be like, oh, I eat bagels and whitefish and, you know.
So your identity needs to be that everyone hates you.
No, I just think that, it doesn't need that. Oh. I'm saying that used to make sense. Like in the Woody Allen days when he's, you know, over here and, you know, there was a different, that was a different era. So things have changed, when you have good examples of anti-Semitism, it still can provide for some good comedy, you know?
So there's still hope.
Well, there's still hope. Like, I remember, did I ever tell the story?
There's still hope that people will hate
you. It's not even hate. It's just like a more ignorant. Yeah. Hate is bad. Hate is not as good as ignorance. I think like I remember I once had a car breakdown upstate New York just about 20 years ago now. And I hitchhiked a ride, different era, pre-cell phone. And the guy who picked me up, he let me use his phone to call, call AAA or something.
Yes.
And I'm on the phone and I said, Kaplan, I said my last name. And then when I got off, he said, what kind of last name is Kaplan? He's like, what nationality is he? He starts guessing. I'm like, no, I'm just, I said, I'm Jewish. And he says, oh, Jewish. He's like, you're those people who have those funny little hats, right? And you got your own little holidays.
Oh, wow.
And you got your own little holidays, right? I was like, yep, we got our own little holidays. And so it was a humorous moment, but it wasn't. I think he was anti-Semitic in any way. He just, you know, didn't know.
You know, what, Kaplan? I have a similar story. I remember when I was a kid, we went to a bar mitzvah and the person's last name was Katz.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious. I'd never heard that last name before. And I'm like a cat, like an animal. That's so funny. Their last name's Katz. And I'm like, I think I even said to them, I didn't say like an animal cat. I just said, wow, that's such a unique last name. I've never heard it before. And I think they said, oh, well, we're Jewish. Mm. But still, that didn't connect. So what?
Hey,
why does that mean anything?
I had a Dr. Katz when I was a kid, and I was allergic to cats. And we went to him. He was my pediatrician when I was like four. And I didn't know that. I didn't connect the dots either. So don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, it wasn't until I was much older that I went, oh, I guess that's a traditional last name.
Yeah.
But I remember being in college.
It wasn't until that show was on the, what was that, animated show?
They would say my last name is like fill in the blank. Yeah. And then I was just supposed to know that meant Jewish. But I didn't know.
Yeah. But no, you probably didn't know till there wasn't that show, the Dr. Katz something. There was some sitcom or something. Anyway.
Yeah, Dr. Katz, professional therapist. Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
But yes. All right, so that's good news for the Jews. I feel maybe the next great comedians are going to be the Mormons. Like, that's the move here. Mormons have to get into comedy because this is, like, so ridiculous that they literally have a... Did we go through what their numbers were for everybody?
We did not. Yeah. That's a great point. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. I'll read through them now. So let's just go through what everyone thinks of the Mormons. So the most well-liked across the board are the Jews.
Right.
The Mormons.
The Catholics
what Protestants
are
think,
I think, yeah. Are there?
Yeah. What do Protestants think of Mormons? -8%. Not so good. What do born-again or evangelical Protestants, I guess, think of Mormons? -12. So evangelicals don't like Mormons. That's interesting.
This is why Mitt Romney's not.
What do Catholics think of Mormons? +2. Yeah. Ooh, that's not bad. What do Jews think of Mormons?
-13. We already, we covered that.
-13.
And then what do atheists?
What do religiously unaffiliated think of Mormons? -26. Atheists think of Mormons, -55. That has to be based off Broadway.
Yeah.
Right?
Every atheist has seen.
Because what does a random atheist even know about a Mormon?
Yeah.
Nothing except for Broadway. -55. Mm. What do agnostics think of them? -30. What do nothing in particular? I guess that means no religion.
But then
just the average American hates him, -16.
And then you got to turn to flip this around and say, what do Mormons think of evangelical Christians?
Yeah.
+43.
They like us.
What do Mormons think of mainline Protestants? +51.
Oh, they like us.
Mormons think of Catholics? +53. Oh, what do Mormons think of the Jews? And this is it just makes me feel bad. +58.
They love you.
What do Mormons think of Muslims? And now we should point out that every group, I think, had a negative point about Muslims by a slight margin here, except for the Mormons, +37.
They love Muslims. Yeah.
And then what do Mormons think of atheists? They're who had a -55 against them. Mormons are a +6 on atheists even. So they're just the nicest people, these Mormons.
They're the gall darn nicest people on earth.
I mean, they talk about turning the other cheek. The whole...
I mean, they walk around with a ear-to-ear grin on their face while people just throw
shit
things
all
at them.
Are there any well-known like Mormon comedians right now who are like at mainstream?
No.
They gotta have one.
I mean, here's how I know the answer is no. Because the biggest comedian in the Mormon community amongst Mormons is Brian Regan, who's a fantastic comedian. He's not even Mormon. He's just clean.
Just clean, yeah.
He just doesn't cuss. He's also one of the best comedians on planet Earth of all time. But he doesn't cuss, and so therefore he can sell out stadiums in Utah. And Mormons do have, though. Have you ever heard of dry bar comedy?
No.
Online. So what they found out, so this Mormon guy had this Mormon Facebook group of like 1.5 million, 2 million Mormons, whatever it was, on Facebook. He said, hey, why don't I just take this Facebook group, rebrand it as a comedy group, and just start pumping out clean comedy shows. And so that he has this whole studio now in Utah. You fly in, you do a dry bar comedy special in front of like 300 people in a room. He puts it out through his group, and every one of them gets, my friend Brad Upton got 10 million views.
Wow.
On his special and started selling out theaters. So they figured out how to get into comedy, but I don't know of any famous Mormon comedians.
Well, this is the move for all. You're talking about the death of, this is bad for Jewish comedians.
Yeah.
We just got to take our own jokes about how everyone hates us and just rebrand them, clean them up a little bit, work them for some, find a nice pretty boy
Mormon.
Sell them to Mormons. Find a Mormon out there who can deliver a joke, can deliver a line. Make America, put them on America's Got Talent or something and get a career going.
Everybody hates Mormons is a great angle.
Everyone hates Mormons. There's a TV show.
That's
a show.
We've talked about it before, but I do feel bad. That Book of Mormon play,
it's very funny.
For as funny as it is, it's just pure slander that no other religion would put up with.
No,
you couldn't do a whole hour and a half play on Broadway about how bad Muslims are, or Jewish people.
You can't even show a picture of Muhammad, let alone do a play about.
That's true. But what if it was anti-Jewish?
No, you could do You could do the Jews, if as long as Jews are involved, you could do some. I mean, Jews are good at making fun of themselves, but
that's a good point.
It would never go as deep as, I mean, it wouldn't be as the Book of Mormon.
But those guys aren't Jewish. What if a non-Jewish person just came in and did an hour and a half play making fun of Jews on Broadway and it won all the Tony Awards?
Netflix just released this horrible
Broadway movie,
You People, that, you know, I don't want to get started on that. But yeah, and you would never, like you've said before, you could never do that about. If you did about the Catholics, I mean, just be like to be.
I mean, it wouldn't make it to Broadway.
Yeah, or like Hindu, because or any like
the Catholic Church would step in.
Yeah,
and just say absolutely not, and use their power to get it taken away.
Yeah, and meanwhile, and I just got to say, because the Mormons are the most hated, but the second one's not even this poll. But I was doing my research to try to counteract it. The Jews are all that everyone likes the Jews now. And I was showing that we do have the most hate crimes against us. But I saw the number two people with the hate crimes against them are the Sikhs. And there were only 500,000 Sikhs in the whole country. And they're like a really abnormal high amount of hate crimes against them. So,
wow. The other people. I didn't know
We could find a nice Sikh comedian we could write some jokes for to open for the Mormon. Doing everyone.
I would like to get a Sikh on here because I did see something, and I'm not, this is anecdotal. I'm not saying this is true. I mean, this is goes for all Sikhs. I do believe they have hate crimes against them, but there was a guy complaining the other day on Twitter saying he was trying to get, he's Sikh and he was had a hate crime against him trying to get into a Sacramento Kings game last week.
Okay.
And they were like, why? What's the hate? And the hate is he wasn't allowed to bring his religious whatever it was into the game. There was a word for it, but he couldn't bring this religious thing into the game, and that the team should be kicked out of the NBA for not allowing him to bring it in. It turned out what his religious paraphernalia was a knife.
Oh, right. They have those. Yes.
And he was so upset they wouldn't let him bring this knife in. Mm. And so he reported it as a hate crime and he was trying to get the NBA. Now, there were hundreds of Sikhs commenting underneath him saying, dude, relax. The Kings are owned by an Indian guy. They have Sikh night every year at the Kings games. That night was Sikh night, the night they wouldn't let him in with his knife. Yeah. And they're like, I think it's just you can't bring a knife into a basketball.
There's a famous fan of the Raptors who's a Sikh guy. And he's like,
yeah, there's two Kings guys, too, similar
to
the Raptors.
And I got very nervous when the Sixers had a contentious playoff series with the Raptors. I was like, oh, boy, someone in Philly is going to say something about this guy and it's going to make us look bad. But luckily we did. We got out of it. So Philly's improving, too. Anyway, what else is going on?
What else is in the news? Anyway, that's the end of that.
I got to make an announcement this week is Girl Scouts free shipping this week. So this is the week if you want to buy Girl Scout cookies from Ruby Kaplan.
That's the key word.
We're
not shipping Girl Scouts.
We're not shipping Girl Scouts, and do not buy any other Girl Scout in America. Screw them. Ruby Kaplan's the one. We got to support her. So she's the official Girl Scout of the pod.
So Ruby Kaplan's selling Girl Scout cookies. How do people get them, Cap?
I got the digital cookie page. You can follow me, Captain America, my Instagram. It's in my bio, Captain America, and that's her digital cookie page. Or you can just hit me up, and I'll send you the best way. How is there a better way to do this?
Hit me up. Does she not have a website?
She has a website, but it's like a complicated thing to just say out loud. So,
really?
It's a digital cookie. It's a
mean the address? Why don't they give them like a simple like? Like Girl Scout cookies /RubyKaplan.com.
No, it's like a giant, it's like it would take 10 minutes to read the whole thing. It's one of those websites. So it's.
Well, here's the issue with Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. What? You got to give these people a basic address.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's go to my mom or my dad's social media account. This goes back to last year. We were saying that all Girl Scout cookie sales now in 2023 is just how popular is my mom and dad on social media.
And it's also become, because I've seen some of the rivals around town. It's how good is my parent with like QR codes? Because now the people put a flyer up, they get a QR code, you scan it, you buy cookies. That's the move.
Big news. NASA says an asteroid is hitting the world on Valentine's Day 2046. How excited are you?
This is the best news you've ever. I know I'm very excited because Randy Kaplan doesn't listen to this podcast. So she is not going to know this news. I'm not going to tell her. 2046?
2046.
I'm going to set my reminder right now on my phone. I'm going to book that day. In that year, I'm going to say, honey, you know what? I've been neglecting Valentine's Day. for too long. I haven't taken it seriously as my favorite Hallmark holiday. This year we're gonna take a trip. I'm gonna get a reservation. I'm gonna spend so much money on this Valentine's Day. I'm gonna get jewelry. I'm gonna do everything. And we're all gonna celebrate on Valentine's Day, and then I'm just gonna wait for the asteroid to end it all.
2046.
Get any credit ahead
year
of time.
To go.
Yes. Let nature take
2040.
Sorry.
2046 is the year to go all out, everybody. This is when, you book, you say, I'm wearing a tuxedo. You buy her a ball gown. You book one of those carts with a horse to ride you around Central Park.
You do a tasting menu at the best restaurant, whatever the best restaurant is in 2046, the hottest restaurant, you know.
You get a top hat. You get cufflinks. You Met Gala. You get a ball. You book a dinner
at
a
hotel room at the best, whatever the nicest hotel is in town. $10,000 a night.
Because guess what? It ain't happening. None of it's happening. An asteroid's gonna blow us all up.
Yeah.
So this is when you say, you know what? I've always thought that Valentine's Day was just a fake holiday. No, that's the old me.
Yeah.
The new me is all in, Mr. Romantico, Don Juan DeMarco.
Romantic 70-year-old Kaplan is all in.
70-year-old Cap is going on. A limousine to the horse and carriage, and buggy.
It's 2046. It's a flying limousine, but yes, you're going flying limousine. A horse is still around. I don't know, but whatever the animal
of choice. Empty the bank account.
Yeah,
spend all your money. Get a night at the TWA Airport Hotel that everyone says is so romantic.
Yeah.
Go stay at LaGuardia, wherever that
is. Do it all, but try, and this is more a tip for the younger people because, you know, we're going to be 70, whatever, that page. We're not really looking to cash in at that point, but get the pre-Valentine's Day, like, sex out of it or whatever you can get. Get the credit.
Yeah.
And say, you know, and then boom. Now, I don't know. We don't have exact time. We don't know what time of day. We just know, like, ballpark.
We just know it's Valentine's Day specifically, 2046, and asteroids hitting the Earth.
Because also, you could just go nuts. I mean, yeah, you should go nuts in general. Credit card debt, everything. Just be ready to just end.
Do it all. I mean, this is, by the way, did the Mayans predict this? No.
Nostradamus or whatever his name is.
None of them. Yeah. No. Just NASA. NASA's the new Mayans.
NASA's the new. We believe in science in this home. We believe an asteroid is going to
hit. Yeah, we believe.
Valentine's
Day. Science is real.
Science. Yeah, so that's it. That's the last one. Do you think it?
Well, so we should also announce that's the last day. People will say, when is your podcast going to end? I think that's the date.
Should we record that date? I mean.
Yeah, let's be like the band playing on the Titanic.
Yes.
We're recording that day.
The real professionals. They really did that, by the way. I was just at the Titanic exhibit. They really played the
band played as it was going down. That's gonna be us. We're gonna be podcasting in 2046.
Yeah, make sure we get the Riverside and everything working. So we're like we don't want that day. We gotta make sure the internet's working good.
No technical glitches.
We gotta start early, wake up a little early. I don't know if this is there a time of day they usually come at? They can come in.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. When's the last big asteroid? Was that the one that killed the dinosaurs? Was that the last really epic asteroid?
Well, that was their last direct hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've had a few pebbles that have flown into the Earth.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I mean, by 2046, I do think they probably will have a missile that can take them out, like a real Star Wars, right? Like,
I hope not, because I'm looking to go all out on Valentine's Day.
Like, you're sitting there, you just maxed out your cards, everything's, and you're like, this is who cares? And then whoever is it going to be Baron Trump by then, or whoever, Baron's kid?
Yeah, that 9-footer, that kid.
Yeah, he's going to be president. He's like 9 feet tall. People always elect tall presidents. It's amazing. He's not a good basketball player. That's another story. But
well, he's got time.
He's got time to learn. But Baron Trump.
Didn't Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't start playing until he was like 15.
Can you imagine if Baron Trump was a college basketball player? Like, he'd be triggered.
It'd be amazing.
That team would be winning by default because the other teams wouldn't play because their kids would be triggered. They wouldn't want to be in the same room with him.
The moms wouldn't let him play.
The students would be all. Yeah. So anyway, President Baron Trump's going to order the missile to take out the asteroid, to save humanity. But I'm going to be pissed off because now I'm like, fuck, I got to go through this Valentine's plan.
I mean, here's the other angle. What if Baron, and here's my question to you. Will you forgive Trump if Baron by that point is so big, he can put his body in front of the asteroid and block it? and he dies, but we all live, like Randy Quaid,
yes,
in that one movie.
That would be amazing. That would be the Trump,
and it would have completely redeemed the Trump family.
If Barron Trump falls himself in front, yeah, he probably would send like a servant or something, like not a, but yeah,
you don't think he'd do it?
Well, Barron, I mean, maybe he's a good kid. What do I know? I just,
what do we know? I mean, what, Darth Vader's son was Luke Skywalker, right?
You with a Star Wars reference.
Look at that.
What a geek.
I've never even seen Star Wars. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be the very Star Wars thing, to redeem the family. And
yeah, by putting his gigantic body,
Barron probably in Star Wars pants, so he might just be motivated.
He's a good kid,
that Barron. How old is he?
All right, that's it, Cap. That's the podcast. From my bunker to your bunker, to all the Lost in America podcast bunker, to the world's bunker. What should we do?
Bunker up and get lost. Bunker up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.